good morning, Eli.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
That's good to hear. Now, what was the extent of the damage caused by Typhoon Milo?
Yeah, it was quite devastating. The wind speeds alone didn't suggest ahead of time that it would be as big a calamity as it was, but particularly in the province of North Samar, it really was a devastating impact. We had perhaps tens of thousands of houses damaged or destroyed, as well as schools destroyed and damaged, and of course, those who were unfortunately killed.
And so this was a pretty serious effect on the Filipino community.
It certainly did. The Philippines is affected by many typhoons each year, so the communities are generally, and the government is generally well prepared for them. However, this one had quite a big impact.
Now, are there any particular parts of the community that have been most adversely affected? Like any services in particular or any particular places?
Certainly. And one of the reasons that PLAN has been doing such a big response is this hit in one of our areas where we do long-term programming, and this is the province of North Samar, and that's just sort of the south-central area of the Philippines, and the typhoon made landfall there. We had about 30 staff there in the area ahead of time with pre-positioned stocks, and it really, the typhoon really rolled through there. And the entire province was cut off for several days. We just had satellite communications with our staff. The whole government was affected, and it took several days. Mm-hmm. Some parts are still without electricity, and certainly the communities are badly affected.
Some of those communities that have been affected by Milo were already recovering from Typhoon Haiyan and experienced chronic poverty. How hard is this typhoon being on these communities in particular?
Yeah, that's a good point. This area has been affected before, and is a chronically underdeveloped region. PLAN International, as a international humanitarian child center development organization, we're particularly concerned about how children are affected during these emergencies. And this kind of disaster really exacerbates existing poverty, as well as access to education, health, these kind of issues. So we're particularly concerned about education. Children are affected. They're unable to attend schools, which have been destroyed, as well as short-term hygiene, access to water, these kind of issues.
With the Australian government's current level of support in the Philippines, is it sufficient?
Well, PLAN International and I'm sure the Philippine government certainly welcomes the support by the Australian government. I think more can be done. I would like to say that it is appreciated that the Australian government is responding. This typhoon hasn't received a lot of attention. So from what I've seen, the Australian government is sending particularly things like hygiene kits, and these are relief goods that can be used by those communities who you know, their houses have been damaged. They may not have any access to clean water. So this is certainly welcome. We think there is more need, particularly for temporary learning spaces, for repair of schools, things like this.
Now, we all know that with typhoons, the cleanup and the aftermath and rebuilding often takes a long time. How long will the rebuilding from this typhoon take, in a rough estimate? Or are you on track?
Yeah, so that's a good question. The basic... some of the greatest damage is always to the lighter houses, which are made of local materials. And while, of course, it's very devastating for a family to lose their house, often some of these houses can be rebuilt relatively quickly. However, the damage in particular to infrastructure such as schools, this kind of thing will take months or even years.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Eli. We will have to leave it there. Very, very good work that PLAN International is doing in the Philippines at the moment. It's just fantastic work from what I've seen.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.